Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Bit of breaking news in sport now. Rugby this time, not the World Cup. England Rugby have decided to sack Eddie Jones as head coach, leaving the team without a boss 9 months out from the Rugby World Cup. The Australian is out of a job after a run of terrible form. 5 wins from 12 tests this year. He did win 3 Six Nations titles in 7 years, got to the 2019 World Cup final, which they lost to South Africa. But you might remember that he apologised in 2018 after that video emerged of Eddie Jones referring to the scummy Irish and also calling Wales a little name I can't say place. Anyway, he's been sacked on the back of a review into England's disappointing autumn campaign, which saw just 1 win from 4 matches. But now we're going to talk about eating well and being fit as the years progress, because as we get older, our appetites can start to decline, which can be a real risk when it comes to maintaining weight and muscle mass. So the inclusion of protein in our diet has become more and more important, as well as regular weight training and exercise. So here to talk more about this are Louise Reynolds, dietitian with the Irish Nutrition and Dietetic Institute, and Jenny Brannigan, chartered physiotherapist at Total Physio. Good to see you both again. Mm-hmm. And you're both here because this is a two-pronged attack, okay? Let's Absolutely. Talk about the food first. You're older, your appetite decreases, you feel like having maybe a cup of tea and a bit of fruit cake or maybe one slice of bread. Not good enough,
exactly.
You say.
No, not good enough. And I think you mentioned protein there. And very often we think of protein with the young sports person. You know, if people have a teenage boy at home, they're asking about protein, or you've got a rugby player or somebody who wants to get involved in sport. However, protein is really important throughout life, and particularly as we age. And we really need people to think protein when they look at their meals or their snacks. So it's not really enough just to have your lean piece of meat with your dinner. We really are talking about regular protein throughout the day. And that's really important to kind of maintain muscle mass. And in association with the exercise, which Jenny is the expert in, the two really go hand in hand. And there's a lot of research now to show that regular protein intake throughout the day is really where it's at. Mm-hmm. So a cup of tea and a slice of fruitcake, you know, is very nice, and that's very enjoyable. But maybe if you would have, you know, a glass of milk with the piece of fruitcake, you're going to get the protein in the milk. So protein is not only from the meat sources, but also yogurt and milk and cheese are very good sources of protein that can be included in snacks. Also then things like an egg. So, you know, having an egg for breakfast would be a really good way to include protein. So it's kind of simple changes, and also to be aware that it's not kind of a foregone conclusion that you're just going to eat less as you get older. Because a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, I'm just older and I'm not really that hungry anymore. You need to make a little bit of an effort and try and kind of include those protein rich foods throughout the day.
Okay. And you're not talking about, as you say, it's not just the lean meat and the, like, you don't have to tuck into a tin of tuna. You can make a nice protein based snack if you're clever about it.
Yeah, even like, you know, kind of a small tin of baked beans on toast. You know, that's a great source of protein as well. The plant based proteins are really good. So if somebody is making a lentil soup, or, you know, if somebody is making it for them, if for an elderly person, you know, the lentils are a really good source of protein. Again, I mentioned a glass of milk, but even if you made, you know, a hot chocolate on milk or custard or a rice pudding, you know, they would all be other ways of including a protein-rich food in the diet.
It doesn't have to be horrible. That's what you're saying.
No, absolutely. Oh, no, it definitely. It needs to be really, really tasty. Absolutely.
Crackers
we need
and
to,
cheese.
We need to enjoy our food. Crackers and cheese.
Lovely.
Exactly. Or a little bit of, you know, melted cheese on toast, as, particularly in this cold weather now. That would be a really good snack to have mid-afternoon instead of just kind of biscuits and a cup of tea. A little bit of melted cheese on toast would be really nice.
So Jenny, when it comes to the exercise then, and we've had this chat before, but it is critically important as we age that we're doing a bit of resistance training.
It is absolutely critical. And the key message to get out is that we need to be thinking about this from the time we're in our late 30s. So from the time we're, you know, really coming into our 40s, we're starting to reduce our lean muscle mass through normal aging processes. So, you know, when you're that age, I'm in my 40s now, and I sort of think, how can that be so quick? But it's not something that you put off until your 60s or 70s. You need to be thinking about it now. From the time you're hitting 40, lean muscle mass maintenance is really key. And if you're not lifting weights, it makes a huge difference, because that over time will cause your muscles to start to lose their bulk. You will look the same in photographs, you'll feel the same in your clothes, but you're starting to get fatty cell infiltration into that muscle. So suddenly you start to not be able to open jars, you reduce your strength, And ultimately, as that goes on, then you develop, you know, maybe some frailty, you start to lose confidence in your actual ability to move. So that all happens very gradually, but we need to be thinking about it much earlier in general than people are. So late 30s, early 40s, you must be really thinking about lifting if you're not already doing mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, you see, and for many people, they will never have lifted
Absolutely.
Weights throughout their life. So this is a totally new thing that you're asking them to do. And people will get in touch with us this morning now saying, where do I start? How do I start?
That's always the thing. It's that feeling of just being a little bit fearful if you're not used to it. And if you haven't seen that role modelled. And actually, that's one thing that's interesting now is the more we are all going to the gym or lifting weights or doing that at home, even a lot of people have home gyms now since COVID, we're role modelling that then for our children so they can see that mum and dad are looking after themselves and they start to get into that habit as well as they go through life. So it's all about habits, and it's never too late to start. That's the really important thing. So even if you are in your 50s or 60s and you don't know where to begin, talk to your local chartered physiotherapist about beginning, and all we have to do is give you a nice gradual start in that program, and we can guide you on that to the point where we can bring you into a class then and start to push you more with people. We'll get inspired. I was telling Louise just before I came in there that I used to go to a weights class and there was a lady in front of me who was in her 70s and she was lifting a heavier weight than I was when I started that class. And that was the inspiration. I was thinking, this is how I have to invest in my future. If I can't lift that weight that lady can and I'm in my 40s, where will I be when I'm in my 70s? Yeah. So you need to be inspired by other people who are doing that. And that's where building up to the point where you get into a class setup actually is very useful.
And I know you would want us to start in our 30s and 40s, but really it's never too late to start.
It's never too late. It's very important that it's never too late. You will always gain benefits from it. And actually, one thing I just wanted to pick up on that Louise said, if you're not eating enough food as you get older, you won't have the energy to exercise. And that's a key thing that we see often in the clinic when people come in and we start them on an exercise program, they report that they're feeling tired. So we often would send people over then to get that dual approach so that we're making sure that they have enough energy from the food that they're eating and of course the protein to build up that muscle.
Okay, so how do you solve that problem if energy is an issue and you can't exercise because you don't have enough energy? Is that carbohydrates?
Yes, that is. That's really where, you know, the healthy balanced diet that comes in. And it is about having a breakfast in the morning, you know, not skipping any meals and trying just to build up to a regular routine. And then again, focusing on those snacks and rather than reaching for a biscuit tin, you know, to have something which has a bit of nutrition in it. Because, you know, we often talk about, you know, kind of snacks, but a snack as, you know, maybe a chocolate bar or at this time of the year, a mince pie, which is lovely, is not going to give you the same nutrition and the same kind of energy for your body to keep going and to do, you know, a little bit of exercise and a little bit of training if you're going to do that as well as some of the more nutritious snacks, you know, maybe having hummus with crackers. That's something you can have in the fridge. Maybe having a bowl of vegetable soup, we mentioned, a bit of scrambled egg on toast. They're easy enough things as you age that you can make for yourself, because we also know that if a person is getting older and if they're living on their own, and I really get this, you know, if you happen to be at home on your own one day and you don't have to cook for everybody in the family, it's nice to take a day off. You're not really going to cook a big meal for yourself. So as people are getting older, and if you are living on your own, it's more likely that you're going to, you know, kind of cut back on maybe making a complex meal. So just kind of then think about, okay, smaller, easy meals that a person on their own can prepare. So, you know, that's where you would look at things like eggs are really handy. Maybe having, you know, a dish that you could make something like a shepherd's pie that can be portioned up and somebody can freeze that and then take out a portion early in the morning and they have a dinner for the evening, because you have to make it work with your lifestyle as well. People are not going to cook a big dinner if they're on their own every day.
So you're looking for easier solutions there, like an omelette, say, a vegetable omelette, or
absolutely
like
would
that.
Be yeah, would be perfect. Again, I mentioned things like the beans on toast, lentils, or making a dish, a kind of a casserole. And again, it's important to store it carefully. You know, don't just leave it out on the counter and have it for 3 or 4 days in a row, because you need to be aware of food safety as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, making something and either freezing portions or having some portions in the fridge for a couple of days can help as well. But it is important to, you know, to kind of keep in mind that nutrition is really important throughout life. It's not just for children who are physically growing in height in front of our eyes, or it's not just for the young sports person who wants to talk about protein. It really is important throughout life. And in fact, if any of the listeners are in that situation, if they're thinking of, you know, maybe a parent or they themselves who are eating less, there is a big research study going on in UCD and they're currently recruiting subjects over the age of 65 or 70. There are dietitians and physiotherapists involved. And if anybody wants to get involved, it's for people who feel that they're not eating as much as they used to, that their appetite has declined and they're eating a little bit less.
Okay.
And they want to look at research to see, you know, how can we support that person to kind of continue to maintain good health, build muscle and look after themselves as they get older. So the email address is appetite@ucd.ie. So
and there's just a website as well, isn't
there?
There
is a website. So if anybody wants to look it up, I've just popped it up on our website. So if you go to indi.ie and
you
scroll down,
I
have all the details there, the phone number and everything. But
okay.
If anyone is listening and they'd like a bit more information, I think UCD would love to hear from you.
Lots of questions, Jenny, coming in for you on how to get started. So how can you lift weights if you have arthritis?
Okay, so actually lifting weights when you have arthritis is no problem. What you need to do is find the appropriate level. So what we look at is how many kilograms can you lift so that you can do 12 to 15 repetitions. That's a very good starting point. I had a man in with me yesterday and we were trying to do overhead press where you're lifting a weight over your head, and he told me that he normally does 5 kilograms on each side. So we did that and he wasn't able to straighten his elbows fully. So we had to reduce the weight so that he could go through the full range of motion, complete the movement fully, and he was able to do 15 of those then when we brought him down to 3 kilos on each side. So a lot of times there will be people who will try to start too heavy because they think, well, 2 kilos is very light, I'm better than this. But actually what you need to be able to do is go through the full range in a smooth movement, no jerkiness, and you need to be able to lift it 12 to 15 times, and that's the appropriate starting point.
Okay, I see some of the supermarkets now will sell weights on the middle aisle.
That's right.
But can you start with bottles of water or tins of beans? I mean, do you recommend that?
Or? Oh, we absolutely recommend that all the time. So, you know, a litre of water is the same as a kilo.
Okay.
So if you're just starting off, and you know, even if you think about lifting your shopping bags in and out of the car, you know, that might be 4 or 5 kilos on a go. So that's a good way to think about it. We have a lot of people getting their shopping delivered now and they're losing out on that benefit of being able to lift things down from the high shelf into the trolley, onto the conveyor belt, into the boot of their car and back into their house. Think of all of that if you have a 2 litre bottle of milk that you have to go through that process with, compared to somebody just delivering it to your door. So if you think about what you're doing in your day-to-day life, and then you'll get a good feel for what you're able to do already, and then you can obviously build up from there.
What about yoga, says this listener, as resistance training?
So yoga is more about flexibility. It's a fantastic thing to be involved in, absolutely. But there are certain elements of yoga where you will be strengthening the muscles when you hold poses. So yes, absolutely, keep going to that yoga class.
Okay, Maura wants to know how you approach a gym, because to a lot of people it's very scary. There's a fear of embarrassing oneself and not knowing what to do.
So if you feel that way, the best thing to do is to get in touch with one of the trainers in the gym and have a chat to them. And if you're still not happy, maybe speak to your local chartered physiotherapist, and we can actually give you a program to get you started for maybe the first 6 or 8 weeks, so that we can see what your ability is. We can start you with the appropriate weight, again testing to see how many repetitions you're able to do, and give you a program to build you up to the point where you feel more confident to go into the gym setup.
So get somebody to help you. This is a question for you, Louise. What's the best way to take an egg? Is an egg or two okay a day? So it sounds like James is going to take your advice, but he wants to know how many eggs he should have.
Yeah, an egg, there was this kind of previously, you know, people were a bit nervous of eggs because
of
the cholesterol in the yolk of the egg. But we now know that the cholesterol in the eggs is not really a problem. It's overall saturated fat in our diet. So an egg or two a day is absolutely fine. Now, probably 2 eggs every day is 14 in the week. Not, you know, people might not have, you might end up getting sick of eggs, but certainly the best way to have them is really whatever way you enjoy them. Obviously, if you are scrambling the egg, you're putting in more butter. And, you know, if you're someone who needs to keep an eye on your overall cholesterol level or your weight, a poached egg, a boiled egg, absolutely fine. But really, they are a great source of protein. They're very nutritious, the white and the yolk. So the whole egg, we're not talking about separating them out. So really, whatever way they, you know, and vary it up a little bit, I think, as well, because that's what often happens is somebody is eating the same food every day and it gets a little bit, you know,
repetitive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Just to finish in the time we have left, we were looking in the office at this article in the London Times about people, most of us, gaining weight in the winter because it's a time of celebration. And they were saying that studies have shown that weight gain of 5 pounds isn't unusual. Should we be concerned, watchful about that? What do you think?
Well, I mean, I think I'm all about kind of, we have to enjoy Christmas, and, you know, also we are hunkering down. You know, it is getting colder, and particularly this week we're hearing all about these cold weather warnings. We eat more kind of stews and maybe heavier meals. But there's a lot of, you know, 5 pounds really in the summer, though, when you get out and about a bit more, then maybe, you know, that'll kind of all balance out. So I wouldn't be too concerned about people kind of worrying about putting on weight at this time of the year. Certainly there are things that you can do, like snacking on kind of high protein protein foods. Nuts, there was some research this week that showed that people who eat handfuls of nuts are able to maintain their weight better. Also, fermented foods, natural yogurt in your diet can be really good for gut diversity, and that can help maintain weight. All of this kind of
don't
new
worry
research.
About
so
it too much.
No, enjoy Christmas.
Okay, I'm going to have to leave it there, Jenny and Louise. We'll have to have you back again. It's a great combo. Lots of questions coming in for you, but for now, thank you both very much. And a reminder that Rick and Adele's book lists are on rte.ie/todaycb. So we did the fact books today, and we're going to do fiction before Christmas, but that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening. Today's programme was produced by Rachel Graham, research by Emma Cawley, our broadcast coordinator was Stephen Higgins, Jamie Doyle was on sound. Philip will be here. I've got a very important nativity play to see tomorrow, so Philip will be in the chair. Now it's over though to Ronan Collins.